you know, I've been back and forth on this. I'm a proponent generally of states making decisions like that when it's not protected by the U.S. Constitution, as the Supreme Court just declared. So that was my initial position. And I was researching it further because I was obviously under a lot of pressure in terms of this is the answer we want. And I did not want to give that answer unless I actually believed it. So I found that the United States has, in my background is international law, by the way, I found that the United States has ratified the International Covenant on Civil Political Rights, which includes a provision that doesn't explicitly but has been found to implicitly require by states that are party to it the ability to have reproductive freedom for women so they do not face the difficulties of the choices that we're hearing about where you have young girls 10, 12 years old being forced to carry a child due to incest or rape or something like that. And, you know, women that are facing possibility of their own death being forced to carry a child against their will. So based upon that aspect, the federal government does have an obligation under international law and national law to make sure that we are in compliance with treaties. So my position has changed in the sense that to the extent we have this treaty obligation, I would support codification of Roe.